have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Tonight, come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God glory. Yes, we do. We give him honor. Amen. Praise. We want to thank God, amen, for each one you that have assembled on this line on tonight. But what I need for you to do for me is call a neighbor, call a friend, tag them. Let them know that I'm on right now. Amen. Let them know that I'm here. Amen. And all they got to do is dial in. Simple. Just dial in the number. Amen. Or get hooked up by three-way, two-way. However you got to get on here, just get here. Amen. Hallelujah. So are y'all able to hear me on tonight? Are y'all able to hear me? Hallelujah. I keep saying hallelujah because that is the highest praise. That's the highest praise. That's the highest praise that you can give God, right? Amen. Open your mouth and say something. Come on, somebody. I need y'all to tell me if you can hear me well. If you can hear me well, let me know. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So we are in a time where, you know, things are uncertain, right? A lot of things are uncertain. And so, but one thing that we can rely on, one thing that we know won't fail us is God. God won't and he can't fail us. He won't lie and he can't lie. Amen. And so that's the thing that you have to be assured of, is that God is there and he's fighting for you. All right. So what I was going to do on last week, and we wasn't able to be on, or the last 2 weeks rather. Amen. But we're here tonight. Amen. And something that I was on my heart to do, and then God said, that's okay. And then he laid it on my heart to do it Sunday, just to reiterate some things, right? A lot of us are moving and shaking, and we're doing different things or whatnot. But it's a lot of things that are going on. But we're going to go ahead and pray. We are excited to be here with you guys on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is up to something great, y'all. I'm telling you, he's up to something big. And the reason why I know it is because all the hell I'm going through, I already know it's setting me up for this big move of God, this next major. And I ain't talking about no minor. I said a major blessing. I'm talking about a miracle. There's some things I need God to do. Only God can do them. Money can't buy it. I'm trying to tell y'all, we rely on money, but the Bible says money answers all things. But the love of money is the fruit of all evil. It's the root of all evil. So on tonight, I bind the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. I bind him up, his works, him trying to twist up words. The devil is alive. We're going to re-say them and recall them. Amen. And recant them in Jesus' name till we say it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is the greatest power. And we won't ever be defeated. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. I hope that you guys are ready on tonight. We're just going to recant and reiterate this word that the Lord had given and had spoken. And just to refresh you, sometimes we you know, have to be refreshed, because a lot of times we forget the things that God have already spoken. A lot of times some of you, God have made promises to you, and you forget them, right? So we're going to pray, and after then, we're going on into the word on tonight. Now, I hope you got your Bibles, which I probably won't be opening that tonight, but just in case you do, amen, we thank God, because you need the weapon, your greatest weapon, amen, in Jesus' name. So let's go to the Father for a minute. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. We salute her on tonight. Father God, we thank you for Bishop James Hunter and the Forever Flowing Ministries Church. Amen. We're a Prophetic Deliverance Center. We thank God for everything that he is doing, about to do, and already has done. We praise him, amen, on tonight. Because even though, you know, we all need him, amen, we're not begging, and we're just going to wait our turn. Father, we thank you for giving us the stamina to be able to wait our turn. So on tonight, God, speak a word so that your people may be healed. Speak a word that your people may be able to apply to their lives. And Father, we'll forever give you the praise. We'll forever give you the glory and the honor. It's all in Jesus' name that we do pray and say amen, amen, and amen, amen, glory to God. So, we're just going to deal with a few things. And again, Some of this stuff you might have already heard me say, and, you know, because prophecy is past, present, and future. Some things I might have said in 2020 that is manifesting today, or some of it I know it is, you know. So, but and some of the things I said in 2022 is yet manifesting today. But we just believe God. We thank him that he gives us fresh revelation. He gives us fresh knowledge. He opens up his mysteries unto us. And so you couldn't ask for it no better when you are not sure of a thing and when you're concerned about how this came to be. All you got to do is ask the one who put it into place. I'm telling you, y'all stop saying that God don't want you to ask him. Who else are you going to ask, right? He's the creator of all. So if you got any questions, ask him. Amen. So it's time, the Lord is saying it's time for the people of God to open up their mouths and stop dummying down to the devil. He says time, you know, that you want to make God's name great in the earth with demonstration. Amen. And what do you mean about demonstration, woman of God? I mean that you ought to be using the gift that God gave you to win souls, to deliver souls, to heal souls. We have the ability to heal, deliver, and set free through God, right? We are only using the power that he gave us. This is not our power, so we got to understand that with God allowing you to go forth, you're going forth in his name. You're not going forth in your own name. And if you do go forth in your own name, then you're headed for destruction. Glory to God. I felt like I was fixing to run. I felt like I was fixing to throw a preacher's letter. Calm down. So the Father says, prophets, you need to come out of the cave from hiding. Amen. You know, I understand. You know, we all have. And I've been there. I've been in a hard place where God would give me hard words for people. And I didn't want to give those hard words because it was hard. And in the midst of that, you know, God, it's like God, when he tells you something to say and you don't say it. He does, you know, it's something that happens to you to remind you that you didn't say what God told you to say. But I understand how there were times when God would give me a hard word. I would go lock up in the office, and that was because I was, I was scared of their faces, or what they were saying, rather, not of their faces. You know how I said, well, I done ministered, I done did what I was supposed to do. Now I'm coming out of the spirit. So, you know, when you're in the spirit, you're not afraid to do anything God tells you to do. When you're in the spirit, you're going all in. But once you come down out of the spirit, that's when, that's when the fear comes. Because you're no longer up there. You're not no longer up at the high, what we call the mountaintop. You had to come down to reality, right? So we do thank God. So listen, prophets, God is calling you. He's calling you to the forefront. It's time for you to answer the call. I want to speak just briefly about the rebuke that y'all seen the video, right? If you haven't, go to Larry Reed Live. He has it on there where it's just sitting, where the pastor or the bishop, he rebuked his son. He said, he's rebuking his spiritual son. He openly rebuked him. And as you know, the tapes were still rolling. I believe everything should be done decently and in order. But we are in a church of technology. The church has technology, but we're in a time of technology and everything is filmed. Everything is, you know, you got the picture taken, you got it all. Amen. And so there should... used to be a time, I don't know how many of y'all can remember this, but it used to be a time when you was listening to a message or if you went to a church service and it was good, they sold you a copy of that tape. You couldn't just film or record in there. They charged you for it, amen? And so, as it got better, they started recording and then they started taping the whole show. So everything is live streamed, amen? And so when you are live streaming, I believe that when it's time for the gifts to be in full operation, I believe that you should take it down, you know, close it out. And to those who didn't wasn't there, we sorry. You should have been there. You know what I'm saying? I believe that you need to take it at, you know, take that part of your service down, because it is it's a hindrance to those that are sitting in there. They can't fully get delivered because you up in their face, the camera's up in their face. They can't get delivered because they're too worried about, they know the people in there, but it's the people that they don't know on the outside that can watch them getting, whether they're getting delivered or whatever the case may be. So I just believe that we got to do more things in a more excellent way, leaders. I can't tell you how to run your church, and I'm not trying. All I'm saying is open rebuke is better than secret love. But we don't take that time to rebuke a son or daughter to the place where it, you know, to the place where, you know, I'm not saying he did never use the cuss word, but the way his tone, and he kept repeating it as if the man was slow or something and couldn't get it. But however the case, I got nothing to do with that because I don't know what that man know. And I believe as a spiritual parent, I will correct, rebuke mine, all right? As a biological parent, I will rebuke them. And so, therefore, if you're not right, and you see what God, what y'all understand, everybody's mad at the pastor, but guess what? That man said he talked to him several times before. So he talked to him already in secrecy, in privacy. But see, when you can't keep talking, he can't keep talking to you like that. Your leader shouldn't be have to talk to you multiple times about the same thing. Amen. And you keep doing it. He told him to mess up his marriage. He told him he going to miss out on what God got for him. And the things God got for him, he wouldn't be able to get it because of his behavior. And he told him he was tired of him. And he told him, if you think you can start a church, I'll give you $20,000. You go start it and see how quick you run back over here. Now, the man, the church is a well-off church. You know, they well-off people paying. People are paying. And when we say well-off church, we simply mean a church where people are fully tithing. They have, you know, big career jobs or where they, you know, they're in money. And so it's not that he, you know, really needs the money. It's not a money thing. He's just telling him for his own good. And he told him, right, you know, he said, and, you know, he was letting him know, you ain't going to be able to do nothing in the church. And a lot of people, and I'm saying this, and y'all can get mad with me, but it's a lot of leaders need to sit some folks down. Amen. In the house of God. They acting a fool. They causing you stress. They trying to overthrow you. You need to sit them down. And not only that, it's a scripture in the Bible that talks about excommunicating them out of your ministry when they refuse to you know, abide by the laws or refuse to, you know, do what is right. Amen. Glory to God. And you say, well, who's right is it? Well, it's just morally right. Amen. Everybody, and when you're a part of anything, if it's your job, if it's an organization, whatever it is, if you are connected to it, if it's the Eastern Star, which we ain't going to talk about them, but if it's whatever it is, and if you're connected, excuse me, you have bylaws, right? But you must abide by them. So and if you don't abide by them, then they put you out, or you're not no longer a member. You know, simple as that. Glory to God. So a lot of people are buzzing and saying the pastor shouldn't have done it. I think he should have. After you done tried to talk to the knucklehead, you should have. Amen. You got to review. Listen, all it takes is what he did yesterday. I guarantee you he got a church full of men. I guarantee you he got a church full of women. But not one of them going to try what that man tried. Now watch it. Because all you got to do is get one straight. If you get one straight, everybody else going to fall in line. Ooh, good Lord have mercy. Amen. Are y'all hearing me on tonight? Yes, the old troublemakers making trouble, of course. Amen. So, you know, God wants us back. You know, he wants a prophet. He wants you back into position. He's sending us apostles to these regions and places, amen, to do his work. And the prophets, he's using you to be his mouthpiece. But a lot of you are still walking in fear and intimidation of what Satan can do to you when you need to fear God, who has the power over your life, amen, over your soul, amen. So we need to stop running from the devil. We should never run from the devil. He should run from us, right? Glory to God. So, you know, God wants us. Prophets, God says we have the solution in our mouths for the people. So if we have the solution, that means we got to be speaking. If you're quiet, how can you be the voice of reasoning for someone who's hurting, but you won't say anything? God gave you the words to give to them, but you're afraid to tell them. Come on now. We got to do better, right? All right? So we really, really need to repent, right, unto our Father. Amen. Amen. And so God is saying a whole lot of different things, you know, not a lot of different things, but the same thing. He keeps reiterating these things. Amen. So the Lord just wants us to repent, you guys, and, you know, repent to him, you know. Some of you won't even repent. You don't want to repent to the one you hurt, and you don't want to repent to God. And not realizing if it had not been for God, you don't know where you would be. You may not even be here, right? So if, and some of you may need to do your first works over. And if that be the case, so be it. Do what you got to do to get back in alignment with God. Don't worry about the talkers, the haters, the motivators, because they ain't motivating you, but they will push you. Listen, make, if somebody says something bad enough about you, I guarantee you, you're going to get better if you got any kind of get up about yourself, right? So none of us know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall return. So even the Bible says Jesus don't even know. Amen. God haven't released it to him. And when he does release it, it's going to be time to come. And I want y'all to know, though, God is on his way back. Well, Jesus is on his way back. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we understand this pandemic, you know, it's not new to God. Nothing is new to God. No problems that you face, no hardships, none of this is new to God. No famine. Amen. No recession. Amen. It's not new to God. Come on. Amen. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Glory to God. It's new to us, but it's not new to our Father. So, you know, we talked about what's going on after this, after all of that we've already been through from 2020 to present tense. So what happens after this? All right. So what we have to do is the church need to be open. There should be places open where the people of God can come to. Amen. There's a lot of people that need to be in church that's not in church. You know, they need God for real. They really need to be in the presence of the Lord. So, you know, because there's so many uncertainties, like I said earlier. And, you know, and the believers, you know, they need ministering to. They need to be ministered to. They need to be ministered to. So, you know, just because we believers don't mean we don't need God to speak a word to us now, right? Amen. So we need ministering too. All right? So, but God wants us to pray for the minds of the people. We got to pray for the minds of the people because most of them are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Most of them are feeling a spirit of heaviness. Amen. Which sometimes lead into depression or suicide. Their mind is on everything but the right thing. Some of them don't even know they're alive. They're walking zombies. They're walking dead. They just here to get to the next day. They're not even surviving. They're not even thriving. It's just they're just there, right? And so it's a spirit, glory to God. And that spirit needs to be cast out of them. Amen. Cast out of them. Don't need it. I'm going to cast that spirit off of you. Now, cast it out. But you casting it off. No, it needs to come out because it's inward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, we got to have our minds focused to be able to do what God is calling us to do. We got to have our hearts in the right condition to be able to help others. If your heart is not in the right place, you'll be seeing people that need your help, and you like, bump them. I ain't setting them. Bump them. I ain't helping them. You know what I'm saying? We take the wrong attitude because our heart is not in the right place or our motives are wrong. And so, you know, God needs you to have your heart, to have a compassionate heart. Amen. And some of you have lost your compassion. So you need to get it back. Glory to God. Whatever it is, Get it back. Don't let the devil steal your compassion, because being compassionate, showing compassion is a trait from God. Amen. That's one of his attributes. He's a compassionate God. Glory to God. So you need to be praying that the mind of Christ be also in the believers and the non-believers. And the reason why you say that, if they non-believers, they ain't going, you don't know what's going to turn them around. Maybe if you saw when you walk up to them and they talk to you, you say, ooh, I pray that this mind is in Christ, honey. It's also in you. Or I declare and decree, honey, this mind that is in Christ Jesus, it's also on you, in you. Not on you, but in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, so much going on, so many things to decipher. But the Bible says, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So, you know, we need to cast some things down in Jesus' name. We're allowing everything to come and go. Come and do whatever it wants to do. If it's a Tasmanian devil and they come to rip or to shred or to tear up your house, you let it right on in. You open up the door. We have opened up the doors to all these negative entities. We have opened up the doors to all of this satanic devil worshiping generation. We have opened up these doors of hatred, jealousy. We've opened up all of these doors, and Satan is laughing because you as a believer should know better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my husband, the bishop, says, he said, some of the leaders' minds are on overload, and they need prayer in their ministries too. They need prayer. They need prayer because why they on overload, Bishop?
Cares of the world, cares of people, God's people.
He says the cares of the world and the care of cares of God's people. He's absolutely right. Right. Amen. I agree. But here's the thing, you guys. When you are on overload, you know why a lot of leaders get on overload? Let me just tell you, because I'm a leader myself. Because the people try to push you to perform. They try to push you. Oh, come on. You got it. Come on. Yeah, come on. And they're just pushing you, and you get steady going. And the Spirit of the Lord has already left you, but you're trying to please them. You have to not allow people to push you, because what that happens is, they'll have you in another vein. They'll have you tapping into divination, because now His Spirit is left. When the Spirit of the Lord is no longer on you, why are you still preaching? If the Spirit of the Lord is no longer on you, why are you still prophesying? Now you in your flesh, and in your flesh is a bunch of what? Mess. I need you to talk up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got to pray for the leader. We battle with things. We battle with church folk. We battle with people in the church. We battle with people that they're battling with, because every time they come and dump that on you and they're not trying to resolve it by the way that the Lord has told us to resolve things, it becomes a part of you now. Now you got to know how to decipher that through that junk. You got to cast down every imagination and every high thing that is drawn itself against the knowledge of God. And you have to bring every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord. Glory to God, we thank you. We need you, Lord. Our leaders need you. Our children need you. Lord, we're in a time right now. We're in this day where your children, 12, 13, 14, 9, 10, and up, they're ready to take their lives. They're ready to commit suicide. One thing go wrong, and they're ready to kill themselves. One thing go wrong, and then they're ready to kill their parents. One thing go wrong, and then they're ready to kill their siblings. They are doing it, honey. It is hot topic, hot news. These young kids in 21 and under are taking their parents' life, and some of it is mental illness, right? But we know that mental illness, yes, is in, you know, dealing with your being your levels are off or you know, too much of a level. However, unbalanced. Thank you, Bishop. Chemically unbalanced, and so therefore, and it causes you to act out, right? but you need deliverance. Because those spirits that's in act in operation, they need to be cast out. You know what I'm saying? Because the pill can only do so for, you know, so long. And then, but you need God, because he'll cast it all the way out. And you won't have to deal with those things. You won't have to deal with the anxiety. You won't have to deal with the stress, the fear. You won't have to deal with the bipolar moments. Amen. The schizophrenia. Right? You won't have to deal with the multiple personality disorder and all of the other disorders. You won't have to deal with it. Right? So we just thank the Lord on tonight that we are getting our minds together, people. You've got to get your minds together. So let me keep moving. Hallelujah, because my time is short. Because God said we must come out from amongst them and be ye separated. Every time you hear that word, people say, well, how do you come out from amongst your family and be separated? Well, what God simply means is if your family, if they're causing you to sin, get in trouble, stay in trouble, stay in sin, come out from amongst them. You are the one who said that you are a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the one who said you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, then you got to be the light. You can't be with them doing these simple things and call yourself the light. You got to come out from amongst them and be separated. So you over there on your own corner, but you're able to pray for them while you're over there, but you're no longer in it. So sometimes I'm going to tell you, when you're with people and all they do is sin, that stuff will weigh you down, especially when you're trying to live for the Lord. Amen. So you got to set boundaries. Amen. Set boundaries. If my girlfriends if they don't want the same thing I want, then they can't be down with me. I want people in my circle that believes like me, that got a mind like me. They can be smarter than me. I don't care about that. But we got to have similarities. I don't want to be around people that don't believe. I don't care how much money they got. You know what I'm saying? Let me be the light. Let me come out from amongst them and be the light. And then they'll come ask you questions because you don't look like them. You're not talking like them, right? Glory to God. You're not living like them. Thank you, babe. Not living like them. So, God says he wants you to trust the process. Some of you cannot wait 1 minute for God to do what he's going to do. Some of you are jumping the gun. You meet this man and you're in his bed already because you're afraid that if you say no, he's going to leave you. Well, guess what? Let him go. There is more. God got more for you, honey. All I can tell you to do is wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, a lot of times you guys won't accept the words that come from what y'all call a small preacher like me. Y'all call me a small leader. Well, y'all sure don't know who I am. I'm glad you think that, but I don't think that. Amen. You can think what you want. I know who God says that I am. Amen. But y'all are looking for these big names, and we ain't got to name them. Y'all know who they are, these mainstream leaders that you see on, because you see them on TV. You think that means that they have been appointed, anointed by God? Do you think that the Lord is still with them? Some of them that you see on TV, God's hand is off of them. He's just letting them work for free. Uh-huh. His hand is no longer on them to do what they were called to do because they got somewhere, they got lost, and they got sidetracked, and they haven't gone back to do it right. Amen. It sure does. So we're going to, stop being that way. If God give me a word, well, I thank God that I don't really have that problem, so let me not put myself in that category. But when God gives a person a word for you, it's your choice whether you receive it or not. Amen. But don't just because they don't have the 10,000 members, don't think or say that they cannot tell you nothing. Because God, if he could talk through a donkey, and if he could talk through a use of fish, Lord, y'all ain't talking to me, church. I'm trying to tell you, if God can use a fish and your money is in the mouth of a fish, Lord Jesus, surely he can use me. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Y'all don't want to have church on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, you know, God is sending the leaders help. And we want to thank God for every leader that's listening to me tonight on the sound of my voice, and even for those of you that will come back by replay. The Lord is sending us help, all right? He's going to send us the help we need so that we can further advance the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God says these people that are coming, they already know their positions, and they know why God had sent them there. They know why God placed them in your ministry, right? Glory to God. And he said they are going to help us. Amen. Amen. And they're going to take the stress out of our work. Lord Jesus, send them, Lord. He says he's preparing us in the spirit. He said there shall be a shaking in the spirit. Oh, I've been feeling it too. And I've been feeling, and he says there shall be a pressing in the spirit. There shall be a beating in the spirit. Amen. For our greater. God is strengthening us in this hour. He's renewing our strength. And we shall run and not get weary. We shall walk and not faint. Listen, we ain't going to even get well and doing good, because we know in due season we're going to reap if we faint not. And I don't know about y'all on here tonight, but I declare and I decree that I can't faint. I won't faint. I shall not faint, because God has been too good to me. And I'm in it to win it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we just thank the Father. You know, God says, stop worrying about your seeds. A lot of you are instead of just sowing, because you know that's right to do, some of you, God have told you who to help, told you who to sow into, and you kept your seeds because you felt as if you didn't want to sow to that person. Again, I guess their name wasn't big enough in the light, on the marquee, so you just decided you didn't want to sow into these people. But God said, sow. If God tell you to sow, whether they on bad ground or good, if God told you to sow, he's going to blow on your seed. He's going to blow on it, and it's going to produce a harvest. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. From your obedience, though, my Lord. And my husband had sent this to me, you know, text that to me, about the leaders being on brain overload, and that's the next place I was going. He said the minds are on overload. And I was coming back to say their brains are on overload, right? Look how connected we are in the spirit. And I declare and I decree that as he and I are connected in the spirit, so shall ye be with your husbands and wives. Amen? Amen. I want to tell y'all this, and it's sort of sad to even say in this time, but America is in serious condition. America is in a critical condition. America, the home of the free and the home of the brave, is in a 911 critical state. And if we don't pray, people, we're going to see America be wiped off the face of the earth. It is our time to continue to pray, amen, for this country, one of the biggest countries. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us to pray. This is our home. Homeland. It's not our home, because truth be told, we are sojourners. We're passing through. We're getting ready to go see our God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we do understand that this is not our home, but while we're here on this earth, on this side of the earth, God wants us to do right. Amen. He wants us to live right. He wants us to have balance. He wants us to live a helpful and fruitful life. Glory to God. So it's important that we hear, think, seek, and guard ourselves, guard our minds, guard the gates, right? Because God has given us so many ways and so many avenues to go beyond the church. There should not be any, church people ought to be able to get along. I don't care if you're Presbyterian, a Church of God in Christ, apostolic, or non-denominational. You ought to be able to get along with one another. Why? Because we should have the same common goal, and that is to please God, one, but also to reconcile God's people back to him. So that's the most important thing, that we are to do. So if you don't have that as, the focal point of your, vision, then you're going to be in trouble, glory to God. So A lot of you have been asking questions. Well, after this, what's going on next? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. The best thing for you to do, when you want to know something, go to the creator. Go to the creator. If you want to know if I said something or not and somebody else is talking to you saying I said something, if you want to know, come to me. I'm the creator of that conversation. But if you want to know anything concerning why I am the way that I am, you need to seek the Father, the creator of all mankind. Amen. Hallelujah. So God says you want to know what's going on. He said, or what's to do next, what we need to be doing next, or whatever the case may be. What deals should I take? What stock market should I invest in? What bank should I use? You know, and all this foolishness. But God said, you want all that information, but you didn't do nothing with the information you had before now. Oh, yeah, yeah, y'all quiet. God's been giving you information all the time, and you ain't prepared yourself. You ain't got yourself in a position to even receive from God. You in the same old shape you was in years 2019. You ain't changed. You didn't shift. Your mindset is worse, in a worse condition. Because you're living like the junkyard dog because you refuse to obey God. You refuse to repent and do it right. You say, well, Apostle, it's easy for you to say. Let me tell you something. Salvation is free. But to keep my salvation, it cost me everything. My yes cost. Because every time I say yes to the Lord, here come a crazy demon. Every time I do one thing, here come some old demons. It's like you always there. But guess what? God is always with me. You're not, listen, you're just a fragment that just reminds me. Your little things, or I'm going to say this, your little distractions are just something to remind me that I got to stay on my knees. I got to stay before the Lord. I got to keep focused on what God is telling me to do. Because when you get these distractions, they're coming to get you off course. But as long as you keep listening to the voice and hearkening and diligently to the voice of the Lord, you will be all right. Hallelujah. I know we, in the past 3 weeks, we have been dealing with this power, glory to God. And it's taking an effect in my home. My husband, you know, his nasal sinuses, and then it began to hit me, which I knew it would anytime I was seeing hard or whatever. And minister, it'll do that. And so, but guess what? Any two time the devil said you need to rest or, you know, trying to butter you up, don't y'all fall for that okie doke. Because I got a charge to give and a God to glorify. So even in the midst of me relaxing, oh, no, dog, you know how the devil try to put a spirit of sleep on you. Now, you can take that sleep. Because if I can't get to sleep when I want to at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, what makes you think I'm going to go to sleep right before I'm supposed to do something for the Lord? You better go on. Play with somebody else. Don't play with me. And you got to let them demons know, baby. You come over if you want to. I'm casting you out. Glory to God. Y'all stop running from these spirits and tell them where to go. Hallelujah. So you want to know what's next? I'll give you a few things. God bless you. We must be able. I'm sorry. We must be about our Father's business. Amen. That is the focus point. Be about your Father's business. Come hell or high water. Find yourself being about his business. I don't care what at the end of the day. You should be being about his business. So when you rest, you can have sweet rest. Even though sometimes these folks don't make you mad and scream and everything else. But you got to be about your Father's business. Amen. So God wants to relaunch us, reset us, amen, to reinvent us. Some of us need to be recreated, and he wants to reevaluate us. And the reason why we have reevaluation, that is because, say for an example, you might have failed, and God is so loving and so kind to allow them to redo it again, to do it over, to where it gives you another opportunity to get it right. Amen. So, but you have these, these children, all right, and they just, I don't know. But it's just sad when there are no teachers to really teach and love on these
children while they're teaching them. Amen. So God wants to reevaluate you. He wants you to be reevaluate yourself. Look at the woman in the mirror. Look at the man in the mirror. And if you see something that don't look like God, you need to change it. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Father says that our time has expired, A-X-P-I-R-E-D. Everything has an expiration date on it. All right? Y'all want to act like, you know, things don't expire. You'll go in the refrigerator. Your milk probably expired. Amen. Things do expire. Glory to God. And that means when you get new stuff, you know, you don't just pile of new stuff on top of the old stuff. What you do, Bishop? You rotate the old to the front and put the new in the back. Y'all got it? Amen. Start rotating that stuff that way, and you know which one to use first. Yes, you must rotate. Amen. Glory to God. God says some of you, the reason why your time is up and why you have expired, because you're still in the place where God tried to raise you up from. You're still in the place of where he saved you, delivered you, and set you free. And God said you're still in that place. You have not grown. You refuse to have another come to Jesus moment. You just walking in the way that you want to walk, and you think everybody got to bounce or dance to your music. But I'm trying to tell you something on the night. You need to listen, do your work over again so that the Father can be pleased with you. You need to get in alignment with the only true and living God. Because I don't know where you lost your salvation at. I don't know who made you lose it. But I'm telling you, you don't need to be out of the will of God. This ain't the hour, nor any more years to come will be the hour where you need to get out of his will. From henceforth, you need not to never move out of the will of God. And if you ain't got him, I compel you to go get him today. And don't wait, because the night ain't promised. Bishop said there's three areas, and hopefully, somebody tell me if y'all can hear him. So there's three areas that will make you lose it. Where?
Places and things.
Amen. So glory to God. All right. So we ain't got time to be losing nothing. Can y'all hear Bishop when he talks speaking? Amen.
God, he said he's a jealous.
Can't hear you.
Have nothing.
Man, they can't hear you.
Yeah.
I speak up. Amen. So I want to say that God is he's bringing back the order in the family. Amen. He's bringing back order to the family. Glory to God. He's restoring marriages.
Hallelujah.
He's rekindling the fire.
Hallelujah.
Back into the marriage.
Hallelujah.
Husband and wife.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I want to tell y'all tonight, those husbands who wives have left you, those wives who your husband done left you, God said that strange woman get ready to lose your husband.
Hallelujah.
And they on their way home.
Hallelujah.
Prepare yourself for your husband to return. Wives, you hear what I'm saying to you? I know you hurt. I know you were embarrassed. I know you were put on Front Street. I know you left out like you were. He abandoned you. Yes, he did. But in order for God to build the marriage and to restore it and to rekindle it, you got to forgive. Y'all don't want to hear that. But if this man didn't beat you, come on here. And if, you know, but he, you know, well, it's still a hard pill to swallow. Because no woman, whether you're your girlfriend or whatever, wants you to cheat on him. Amen. That's like a conduct code that you break. That's like, you know, hey, so some of you got morals and values and principles, and some of you say, well, at least I got a piece of a man. Well, you keep him, because don't nobody want a piece of man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you ain't got yourself nothing. If he a piece.
Oh, and a piece of steak, I want the whole.
Yes, sir. Bishop say he don't want a piece of steak. He wants the whole steak. Y'all, I'm going to end it right here because I see that I'm over the time that I wanted to really spend on this. Amen. But I will say this. God said your wayward children, the ones who were disobedient, couldn't stay in the house because their nasty attitudes, disobedient, loud, rude, disrespectful generation. And they wayward. They in the streets. They, you know, living from pillar to post, living like they ain't got no God. God said they shall return home. He said they're going to be the ones on the front line because they spent time with God in the wilderness. He said, while they were out there living that, like that, he said, I'm married to the backslider. So he said he had an altar call with them. Y'all better hear me. He had a come to Jesus moment with them. Hallelujah. And he said, get ready for them because they're coming in. Hallelujah. You got to make sure that when they come in, you give them a royal coat. Come on here. Put some royalty to their name because they belong to the Most High God. Amen. The only true and living God. And we thank God tonight. Amen for this word. We may continue. We may not. It just depends. So right now, we're going to open up the phone lines. We got about 10 more minutes. And we're going to see what the Lord has to say. Amen. Hallelujah. So y'all ready? Glory to God. All right. Now, good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is one of the Hunter Knights calling in.
Amen, amen, amen.
I enjoyed the show. Keep up the good and wonderful work, woman of God.
Amen. I say, you said, to what's going in the background. Amen, but I'm so glad to have you on tonight. Amen. You need to posture yourself because God is going to bless you, but God's going to have a time with you himself. You know what I'm saying? And he desires so much for you. So if you can get in posture, the right posture, guess what? You're going to get it all of it. Now you ain't going to leave nothing on the table. Amen. So there's just some things God wants you to change. You know, you got to change some things. You know, you got to change the way you do things. Amen, because it has to please him. Amen, you know the Lord. Amen, God is not a stranger to you. Amen. So we just thank God for you tuning in on tonight. Keep coming, call again. Keep being at church. Stay on the altar, honey. Don't you let go of the altar because God is getting ready to do such a quick work in you, for you, and through you. Amen. I love you on today.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Listen, callers, let us know what city and state you're chiming in from. I didn't say that tonight, and I'm sorry, but let us know what city and state you're chiming in from. Amen. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Ronnie's calling from Houston, Texas.
Amen. Good evening. God bless you. How are you on tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hold your head up. God is not through blessing you. Hold your head up. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy is trying to weigh you down with. Hold your head up because you are a soldier in the army of the Lord. And so you just got to keep your war clothes on, okay? Because you got this.
Yes,
this too shall pass.
Yes,
thank God for you on tonight. God bless you. Go in peace.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Love you more. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening,
Dr. Celia Hunter. Amen. Come on, Siamese twins. God bless you both.
Good evening, good evening.
Amen.
You can take the lead on this one. Good evening. Yes. This is Minister KV from the Brookhaven location.
Amen.
I thank you for that word on this evening. What a mighty word. What a mighty word coming from a mighty woman of God. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you so much.
Well,
we need that in Jesus'
name. Amen. I accept. But thank you, woman of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just feel like the Lord so richly, just stirring you up in the mornings. Amen. I just appreciate what God is doing. Amen. So you know, stay, listen, don't stop plowing. Keep working, keep building. And you're going to see everything that you cried about, everything that you desired, all of your aspirations, you will see them come to pass. Amen. Just keep God first. I don't care who come in your life, who leave out of your life. Friends may go, friends may come, family, you know, as well. But you stay fast to what God told you. Say, listen, Now, I don't care what they say. You got to stand on the promises of God. And so I thank God for your submission to him. I love it how you're just sold out for the Lord. And that's a beautiful thing in your age group. So we bless the Lord. I love you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in.
I love you more, and thank you. I won't stop. I can't stop. In Jesus' name. Hey, thank you, Apostle.
The word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if I was you, I'd get me a T-shirt saying this. I would dress it up.
I would
dress it up. I'd put that shirt on. I may make that shirt. And then you go in the office with it on. You got the shirt on, and you got a suit coat and the pants, honey, and with your jewelry and accessories on, and match that shirt, baby. They'd be looking crazy. But God is good.
Amen.
You have a good night on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Traveling grace and mercy to you as well. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Come on, Minister Emma.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Siri Hollis, Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. Yes, I was just eating up all the words that you have spoken into our lives, so I enjoy that word on tonight. And may the Lord fill you back up in Jesus' name.
Amen. Fill me up, Lord, to my cup overflow. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I need my cup to overflow. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, woman of God, well, God is moving.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Keep letting him move. Keep your hands
Amen.
On and let him move. Let
yes,
him work.
Ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
He's showing you something.
Amen.
He's showing you that he's still
yes.
God. Do y'all not
yes,
know
ma'am.
When we mess up, God still blesses us sometimes?
Yes. Amen.
Do y'all not know he blesses our hands even when we ain't
Amen.
In the right posture?
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So we just
yes,
thank
Lord.
God tonight for
yes.
you. Keep
yes.
pushing.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep
yes, ma'am.
That's the word. Keep pushing.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, all right. Love you.
Love you more.
Amen.
Right.
God bless you. Amen.
And
good evening,
calling
like on the air with the Apostle. I accept. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the Apostle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Well, listen, you guys, we will. We're getting ready to get off of here. Amen. But listen, I want you guys to meet me next Tuesday, the same time. Amen. Same time. Same Jesus station. Amen. As we come on to just give edification to the body of Christ. We are, here to exalt God's people. Amen. Glory to God, and that's what we're here to do. Amen. We thank God again for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the nation's family. Amen. Everything that God is putting to her hands, we give God glory, even for what he's doing for her children. Lord God, we just thank you on tonight. Amen. For these are people that have tuned in. And, Father, I pray over them on tonight that they would have sweet rest, that, Father, that you would allow them to rest in you. No weapons formed against these people shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment is already condemned. For this is their inheritance, and your righteousness is with you. So, Father, I thank you on tonight that you are going to cover them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you tonight that your blood covers them. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That everywhere that they may go, God, you're allowing the angels to be encamped around about them. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you, oh God, for everything that you're doing for us. Father God, give us a closer walk with you, Father. We thank you now, God, for everything that you've already done. Father, we praise you right now for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Father, I thank you now. Hallelujah, that the young people are dropping the guns. And, Father, they're giving their lives to you. I thank you now that they're no longer using drugs with fentanyl. Oh, God, right in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you there's a new drug that's out there worse than fentanyl. And, Father God, but we pray that it be off the market, not even that it be traceable, that people that get it will know that it's not good for them off the top without having to take it and take their lives. Father God, cover these young people's minds. In Jesus' name, give them a power, or give them somebody, a mentor that can mentor them and keep them together. Lord God, even when they have hardships, problems, even if they got problems at home, We thank you, God. Lord God, we appreciate you. We adore your sweet name. We magnify you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. It's all in Jesus Christ's name that we do pray and say amen. 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 Listen, y'all, I want you to meet me next week. Same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Shalom.
And I'm here with my good friend, Shirley Murdoch.